Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. After receiving this audio ministration, go to or join us on the Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, on our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms, all at The Real Femi Emmanuel. If you are subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook, as I've always announced here, then listen to our radio broadcast daily being uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook. TPGF members all over the world, join us live if you can, or watch us later if you can't. Welcome to Thursday, April 30, 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The last day in the month is critical. The Bible says the best is always reserved for the last. So I prophesy, this last day will deliver your best. You have been happy with some of the things God has been doing in your life, but the best is yet to come. The best is coming from today. Nothing you hate or nothing negative will cross over with you to the new month. I see a bold label in the spirit in a place of prayer, written and placed on you. It reads champion. So your new name is champion. Someone under the sound of my voice is going through a stressful situation. You are struggling with certain issues. Thus says the Lord. You are relieved of that stress, and that yoke of struggle is broken and lifted. Listeners, let's do this. Let's take this prophetic action. It's just welling up in my spirit now. Look for a breakable thing. Maybe a stick of a broom, something you can break easily, or a piece of paper you really don't need that you can tear up. It's a prophetic action that will lead to breakthrough. Now, break that thing or tear up that paper. And as you do so, declare, I break through. The yoke is broken. I will now move forward. Yes, declare that. It shall be so in Jesus' name. Nothing will stop you anymore. Try what you tried before that didn't work. It will work this time around. The yoke is broken. The boundary is lifted. I prophesy your bad experiences of life ends today. A major miracle phone call will come for you soon. Say amen, I receive it. Remember our 30 minutes crossover VG later tonight from 10 minutes or 15 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 or 25 minutes after 12. We will praise God to close the month of April, and we will pray to open the new month. Don't miss it then. April 30 celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed, and your new age is blessed also. God will add days to your years, and years to your age, and years to your days. You will live long and do great things. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's go to some teachings and receive counsel. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. I want to ask a question. Whenever something good is happening in my life or in my children's life, it will cut off suddenly along the way and will go back to sorrow. Please, what should I do, sir? Wow. I'm not very sure I understand what you mean by something good happening and it cut off suddenly and you go back to sorrow. Some people will say it's a near success syndrome. Well, whatever you are doing or you are set to do, make sure you understand and comply with the principles of getting it done. As I've always said, there are laws and principles of getting anything done. If we cut corners or we compromise on principles, then the success will be short-lived. It could also be a perception or a negative spiritual force at work. Then do you have a mentor? There is nothing anyone is doing or wants to do in life that some people have not already done successfully. Have such persons as a mentor. He or she will tell you what you did not add, what you missed out, or what went wrong. Then, warfare prayers, as we have taught us here, truly be a spiritual manipulation. These two, that near success syndrome, affliction, or whatever wrong perception will change. Darkness can never overpower light. Next, good morning, Daddy. I need your counsel with a decision. My wife was studying a course she didn't want. She always wanted to do nursing. So she left zoology at 200 level when we got married, and she joined me here in United Kingdom, where I work as a doctor. Now she's wanting to pursue her nursing career, but the cost of studying as an immigrant is averaging £20,000 per year. So she's thinking of returning to Nigeria to do her nursing, which will cost less than £3,000 the whole of the 3 years. And we will be visiting each other as she's my dependent. What's your advice, Daddy? Wow. £3,000 in 3 years in Nigeria compared with about £60,000 in 3 years in UK is huge. How old is this marriage? Do you have a child or children yet? Maybe one or two? I'm asking because that is also very important. A young couple, still trusting God for babies, should not be far from each other. If you are still expecting a child, then there should be no separation. But if that is not the case, then you need a deep conversation between the two of you of upholding your marriage vows and of chastity and faithfulness to each other if you are going to be staying away from time to time. Finally, peace. If the decision is to go back to Nigeria to do the nursing program, if you take that decision, do you have peace in your heart? I mean both of you. Peace over our decision on subject like this is a litmus test of divine approval. Work on this, then make a decision. I'm also praying along with you for a God-led and God-approved decision. When I come over to UK, Manchester, in June, please try and see me. June 19 and 20, I will be with you in UK for a TPGF UK conference. Next, good morning, Daddy. I have an urge to be meeting with some teenage girls who live in a slum. This is to know their challenges. Send those who want to go to school back to school and some to learn a skill. My fears, however, is lack of fun and how we are able to sustain it consistently. Daddy, how do I start? How do I conquer the fears and start off? Wow. This is a good vision and a good desire, reaching out to girls in slum to give them a better future. My first question is, what do you do for a living? Who are you? Are you profitably engaged yourself? What's your profile? Because you will need to register an NGO with a board of trustees. Trustees that can give viable advice, lend their support, and also advise you on enlisting philanthropists and donors. But such important people, we need the profile of the person they want to support and assist. Many people, especially bad Nigerians, some bad Nigerians, have abused the NGO thing, turned it into exploitation and extortion, and fraud and extortion. So people are careful of what to attach their hard-earned names, reputation, and funds to. The answers you give me on this will let me know what next to tell you. So reach back to me. Listeners, let's do more tomorrow. Send your own questions and issues if you have any. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us on Prayer Mountain Hub to secure the day spiritually. 6:30 to 7 a.m. every day on our social media platforms. Then join us on Prayer Mountain Service in the two services today, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Real life, if you stay close to any of our centers in Nigeria or online, it shall be well transmitted. Then join us on the last day in the month, 30 minutes crossover vigil, 30 minutes only, from 10 minutes to 12 to 20 or 25 minutes after 12. Tonight, set your alarm clock on your phone. if you are the type that go to bed early, set it to 11:30 p.m. to wake you up. Tomorrow, May 1, is our month announced no more delay service program. Now, please, anyone experiencing delays in any area of life, and almost all human beings are experiencing delays or trusting God for one thing or the other. Tomorrow, Friday, May 1, is a public holiday in Nigeria. Venue for tomorrow, no more delay, will be Dominion City, Ibadan, from 8 a.m. Arrive early. The second no more delay service will come from Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, for those in the Lagos axis. That will be Friday, June 12th. June 12th, Friday, is also a public holiday in Nigeria. Don't miss the Prayer Mountain service this morning. Don't miss the crossover vigil later in the night. And no more delay service tomorrow. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, and the seed of 444 we are sowing this month, do yours before April is finally over. When we move to May from tomorrow, the seed will be seed of 5555, seed of grace. Some people have even started doing their own 555. I have seen 55,555 naira, 55 kobo. I have seen 5,555 naira, 55 kobo. TPGF members, you are amazing all over the world. Do yours as God gives you the grace. Every seed has a voice before God. Don't let us joke with seed. Seed will bring harvest. I prophesy to your life. You are ending this month well, and you are starting the new month great. All the prophetic blessings shall result into testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.